96.3 WHUR. It's that time.
Here's what's on Allison's timeline now.
Oh, hey, good afternoon. Look, in honor of Black History Month on this Monday, February 24th, you know, got to recognize the passing of two African-American women who are icons. Mm. Bee Smith, very different, too. Bee Smith,
yes,
beautiful, right? Model turned TV host, cookbook author, restaurateur, lifestyle guru. She had a very public battle with early onset Alzheimer's. Well, she did succumb to Alzheimer's over the weekend. She was 70 years old, just seemed so young. And then Katherine Johnson, of course, NASA mathematician depicted in Hidden Figures. She died today at 101 years old. Yes, Presidential Medal of Freedom recipient, and is teaching little girls of color everywhere that, oh, please don't let them stop you. You can do whatever.
Do you remember Bee's restaurant at Union Station?
Oh, yeah, for sure. And she was on our morning show, Fox 5 Morning, so many times. And just a gracious, lovely, warm woman. So she definitely will be missed. Her story, though, I believe will help somebody. Mm-hmm. And hopefully we can get rid of this despicable illness soon. Okay. So Red Table Talk. It felt like we haven't really been talking about the Red Table Talk
lately,
right?
But now.
Well, Jada's making news because she had Snoop D-O-double-G on to, it's on Facebook Watch in case you wondered, but told Snoop that it really hurt her feelings when Snoop dragged Gayle King and called her out her name. Here's a little
when
bit
you first came out and you said what you said, regards to Gayle.
Yes.
My heart dropped. I felt like not only were you talking to Gayle, but you were talking to me. Yeah. I was like, oh no, Snoop has now taken his power flow away from me, away from Willow, away from my mother, right? I was like, oh, if this is what's happening, I was like, not Snoop.
Right.
And so that's one of the reasons why I felt like I really wanted to have the conversation with you in the spirit of healing.
That's what she's calling it.
What do you think?
In the spirit of healing. She was hurt. Definitely. But you know what? Snoop was also, you could see it in his face. He was on the verge of tears. Mm-hmm. It honestly made me fall in love with Snoop even more because he really heard what she was saying. And, you know, he's apologized for what he said. Yeah. And then, you know, of course, some people are dragging Jada now.
That's ridiculous.
You needed to have, why don't you have Gayle on to talk about
it? You know what?
You know,
that's
and
true.
It's just.
But
really,
I think they missed
me.
The point, though. I think
of course,
they missed the point, like, as far as what she was saying. That's the other problem.
Comments are really sort of. But you know what? I feel like these are the main players, and it will touch somebody. And, you know, good on you, Snoop and Jada.
Right, right.
You know, because
that's
not comfortable to do that.
That's true.
So this day, of course, we also celebrate the life of the late, great Kobe Bryant and his beautiful young daughter, Gigi Bryant. The ceremony is going on still right now at Staples Center's filled to capacity. 90,000 people wanted in. It could only seat 20,000, but
everybody's there.
And everybody's there. It kicked off in a very, very special way with a very special guest.
To begin this event, a very close friend of the Bryant family is here to show her love and support to Vanessa and all the families here today. Please welcome Beyonce Knowles Carter.
I'm here because I love Kobe, and this was one of his favorite songs. So I want to start that over, but I want us to do it all together. And I want you to sing it so loud they hear your love. Are y'all ready? Love you.
Wow.
So your love is bright as ever.
And Alicia Keys just performed recently, too.
Yes, it's just beautiful. And actually, Vanessa Bryant was there, too. Her comments, he was the most amazing husband. Mm-hmm. So we'll, of course, be following this. It's still going on, and we'll have more coming up later in the AM PM Entertainment Report,
yes,
too, right,
course.
Coco?
Exactly,
okay.
Exactly.
And coming up next hour, Ask Allison.
Mm-hmm.
You're listening to Allison Seymour and Mark Clark.